That's where the songs are coming from. The song you sang a moment ago, for example, Shout to the Lord, was written in 1993. It's become one of the most popular praise songs in all the world. But the woman who wrote it never thought it would. That song was written by a woman named Darlene Check. She and her husband Mark owned a motorcycle parts company in Sydney, Australia. And the company wasn't doing good. Their finances were struggling. She had two little kids. Her life was tense. And one day, she was really at the end of her rope. And she went into a little toy room she kept for her kids. And they had a piano in there. And she said, I realized I could either scream and pull my hair or I could praise God. So she decided to praise God. She sat down on the piano and she just started singing whatever came to her mind to praise God. And her worship leader at her church heard about it and said, Darlene, your husband says you wrote a song the other day. Play it for me. She was so embarrassed, she said, only if you stand in a corner with your back turned. And she played about two lines and she said, there it is. If you want to use it, you can, but you change whatever you want. Well, she didn't change a thing. And people all over the world are singing, Shout to the Lord. I want every breath, she says. All of my life, every breath, to praise the Lord. Those kinds of songs are coming from people just like you and me, who are wanting to honor Christ whatever we do, because He's been so good, and so His praise just comes out. And you know what? Music doesn't just stir our soul. It helps us receive the Word, doesn't it? It says, as you teach and admonish another, sing to each other. I find it so much easier to preach when we praise the Lord. The music of God helps you receive the Word. It helps us to walk by the Spirit of God. I'll tell you something else. You may not think you have a great voice. Maybe all you do is make a joyful noise. But real music's made in the heart. And if you're singing from the heart to God, it is beautiful to Him.